This podcast is a Folk Media production.
So more often than not, we are constantly reading social media posts that say, stay afloat amid the storm. But here is a company who is not just floating their boat, but is constantly pushing their product line, and that is Boat Lifestyle, with their range of earphones, headphones, charging cables, wearables, and whatnot. On this episode, I talk to Aman Gupta, co-founder and chief marketing officer at Boat Lifestyle. You are listening to Mashable India's How They Did It podcast. It's season two of How They Did It, and we go a little beyond just new and disruptive businesses. Of course, we will speak to many of them in the season, but we will also talk to the chiefs of all things cool. Well, that doesn't change. Across the biggest companies, people who've carried forward legacies and generations of businesses, also on how they are sort of treating their profile, their workplace in India and across, and seek lessons and stories from them that can be an inspiration to many as they tell us how they did it. But before we proceed, well, you know, it's the post-pandemic world and we are all remote working, and this was recorded over a video conferencing call. The quality may be a little bit here and there. Please bear with us. I am Priyanka Ganwani. Let's begin. Welcome to How They Did It. How are you doing?
Good. Not bad. Arriving. Staying safe.
Yes, I mean, I'm sure you've answered this question and I've read about this a ton, but to begin with, what's the story behind founding Boat? And I believe it was like a broken charger cable that sort of got you wired to this idea. Is that true?
Yeah, true. You know, what happens is there is a lot of, if you remember, there used to be a time when people used to complain, you know, the phone cable, you have to keep buying because it used to break. Right? That was a constant. Because there was a constant need of buying new cables. It was so easy that, it was not that we did crazy innovation there. It's just that we made the product a little more extensive, more braided, and more durable. And then it did not break. So that was our entry into consumer electronics. That's how, you know, Boat was born. And we thought that let's just make the cables a little stronger. We did that and we sold well. And now, and then we expanded and we're doing very well.
So, going back to the first time you ever sort of plugged into like a prototype of your first earphone that you produced, what was that like? Again, just to confirm, it was the bass head, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So that was, just to answer the first question also a little tighter, like, you know, I was working earlier towards electronics was a very commoditized space. This one was, right? Headphones. And nobody was looking at the space the way we wanted to look at it. You know, headphones were starting to look like more aspirational, more desirable. People wanted to wear headphones the way, you know, they wanted to feel nice wearing headphones. And that's what brought in Boat. We brought in style to the headphones. So the first product we launched, bass heads, was, you know, as the name suggests, it's for the bass heads. It's for those guys who, you know, India, you know, there's a, you know, movie nahi thi, Salman Khan used to say, baby ko bass pasand hai. There was a song, right?
Right.
So based on that, we thought that India ko bass pasand hai. You know, the movie came out much later though. So we put a heavy bass on our products. And that's what enticed consumers to buy us. You know, that we said that we are for the bass heavy, bass loving country. And you know, if you look at the consumer insights, even the market was changing towards EDM. When the bass drops, the sound kicks in. And that's what does launch our bass set. It was made for that audience and the consumers responded very well.
Right. So what are the kind of insights you've gained about millennials? Because Boat heavily caters to them. And what are the peculiar insights that you sort of have gained over the last 4 years, be it their lifestyle choices, things that help you shape Boat?
I think millennials don't care about a lot of legacy brands. Millennials don't care about, whether you're 80 years old or you're 60 years old. They don't care. They care about good products. They care about their values. They care about brands, how the brands are relating to them, how they feel about the brands. There is an emotional connect which consumers now have with the brands, which, you know, their grandfather might be having with the 60-year-old brands. But consumers want to do things, the millennials want to do things their way. So that is why they don't want, it's not that they will go for the cheapest. It is not that they will go for the most expensive. they will go for something which they want to buy, which is fulfilling their aspiration, which is affordable, and which is the right spot where voters. We're not luxury, right. We're commoditized, we're mass premium.
Right. So does it also mean that, you know, because millennials are all about swiping left, right, you know, scrolling through news very easily, now their loyalty sort of wavers, okay? How do you sort of tackle that with your products? What have you gauged that, okay, to stay afloat, this is what we have to do?
So, you know, that's what I keep telling my team, my marketing team, that, you know, we need to keep reinventing ourselves. This is not just the slogan. This is something which today's audience wants you to do, right? The generation gap nowadays is not 10 years. It's just 10 months. The consumers are so fickle-minded. The millennials are so fast. They will, you know, if you keep doing what you did 2 years back, you're over. Today, you know, what Facebook was 4 years back, 5 years back, Insta is probably it was 2 years back, and maybe TikTok was 6 months back, and maybe something else will be there after 6 months. You need to move, you need to change, you need to adapt. You can't do what you did 2 years back, right? You know, the first time I remember one of my marketing guys, he wrote on Instagram that ye is Friday. I said, dude, get your spell check done. And, you know, I thought that Friday, he misspelled it the Friday as Friday. And then he says, no, sir, it's a slang. So I was surprised. I was, intrigued when he said that, hey, Aman, you leave the marketing on us. So that's what changed. And today that guy is irrelevant to my company because he's now no longer relevant to the youth. So if he doesn't change, the consumers will change. And if the consumers change and you don't change, they will change the brand. That's the mantra. We are disrupted and we can be disrupted. We should always be paranoid. But stay passionate. If you've got your right product, you know, if you look at the community today, they're loyal guys. Do you think Apple guys move quickly to Google? They don't. Maybe the Google guys move quickly to Apple? They may not. It's not that they don't. People do also. I'm not saying that people are loyal, you know, consumers are loyal. But if you keep them happy, if you keep giving them what they need, if you keep fulfilling their aspiration and their value-driven mindset with a good quality product, I don't think, you've got a repeat rate of more than 50%. And people still want to keep buying boat. That you know, whatever. We launched a product last week. It's called AirDrops 131. We sold 18,000 in less than 2 minutes. And then we launched wearables. That also was a big success. We were sold out on day one. So I'm saying that if you keep launching products which are tuned to their lifestyle, if you keep upgrading technology, I think consumers will keep buying.
Yeah, also, you know, your colors, the very edgy, the kind of stuff that you put out. Also that, you know, understanding how you churn out your product line is very heavy on the basis of the kind of feedback that you get. So how often do you update this, you know, feedback relationship, or that even the fact that you're so attuned to your community, what's the frequency like, where is interaction with them is concerned?
So we've, that's a very good research you've done, Priyanka. Good, and I like the question also. So I think, you know, products, as I said, today, if you look at the way we do marketing or we do product design, not by ourselves. We've got a lot of licensing we do with a lot of cricket teams. We do some at Lakme Fashion Week. We're there, you know, when we started Lakme Fashion Week, in fact, my core marketing team also, we had a discussion in our group, and they said that, you know, this doesn't make sense. And, you know, some of us said that, boss, this is the most out of the box idea, because headphones, making people walk the ramp wearing headphones, was never done before. And we made them walk the ramp. Models were wearing headphones. The designers had co-developed the products. The products were designed by Kunal Rawal. You know, yes. The new is coming up designed by another designer. So we do a lot of these co-branded, co-designed products. And, you know, as I said, headphones are the new fashion statement, right? They're the new accessory people have. And accessory keeps changing. The style keeps changing. The fashion keeps changing. The colors keep changing. A lot of neon, which is now becoming hot. And we are now coming up with some neon products. So I'm saying that, you know, we need to keep an eye on the changing consumer tastes, preferences. And if you don't change, as I said, consumers will change you.
So, let's backtrack a little to your personal story and, you know, counting in your days at ISP and sort of being a student. And also, I know that you, in fact, even worked at JBL for 2 years. So how did those beginning blocks sort of set you up for COVID?
That's a good question. In fact, you know, I used to give a lot of ideas and there used to be a lot of discussions. And, you know, I remember how things on different in different companies work differently, right? I learned a lot from JBL too. In my previous part of my life, I used to sell Sennheiser also. I've been on the gadget side of things. It's been a good ride. I'm a chartered accountant by qualification, and then I did my MBA finance. But I wanted to pursue my passion. I wanted to do what I like. I wanted to, you know, to be in the lifestyle space. I want to do electronics, fashion, gadgets. That's what, you know, I like. And that's the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. I followed my passion. I wanted to try. I didn't want to cry later that I didn't do what I wanted to do. The time was right. The market was changing. And I thought, let's just give it a try. And, you know, God has been kind, I would say. You know, my wife gave me 2 years. She said, you know, you've done so much studies, your education, this, that. Why don't you go back? You know, she said, I'm giving you 2 years to do something. Or otherwise, you know, let's get, because, you know, it was a different life. It was a stable life. We were getting our monies monthly.
Right.
Checks and our monthly remuneration. Our EMIs were there. But I didn't get that kick. You know, as I would bluntly put it, that I just wanted to do something which I liked. And I just one day quit, started book. And now, you know, after 2 years, I told my wife that I hope she's happy. But now, you know, she keeps challenging me to the next goal. And that's what keeps me sailing.
Wow, I think that's a great story. What's your regular day like at boat, like working at boat, be it pre or post COVID?
So pre-COVID was I call it, you know, BC and I like that, calling it BC and AC, AD era, right? So BC era was a different era. We started 3 years back and 4 years back, sorry. 4 years back, we started off from social. So when I worked out of social, that, you know, that restaurant, and that was, they also had a co-working space. And that time co-working was not also in the fashion, you know. It was just that we didn't have money to own an office. And I didn't want to spend too much on office infrastructure and admin and HR and all that. So I thought, let's just save some money, put it back in marketing. Let's go out of a co-working space. And the best part about that co-working space was that I used to pay 5,000 rupees per seat, right? And then used to get 5,000 rupees back as credit. So all that 5,000, we used to have beers every Friday. And I didn't have an office till January 2019. We worked out of social. So that's been our story. We've come a long way from where we were 3 years back. We were in Hoskas Village, which was the heart of action. And that time still is. Our office is still in Hoskas Village. Pre-COVID, you know, we love our office. All of us are missing, you know, in our WhatsApp groups. We've got a group called Hustlers. We call ourselves Hustlers. And we keep talking and we keep missing our office. You know, there was a lake. There's a whole Hoskas Village lake in front of our office. The environment is amazing. There's a different vibe which our office has. It's not an office. I don't like to call it as an office. Office makes it sound so old school, right? And we've created a culture, even in our new workspace. It looks like nobody has permanent seats. You know, it's got a bar type feeling. It's got a different vibe. In fact, you know, you should do visit us if you can sometime.
I think you're painting a great picture, so I'm sure I would like to. So do your employees have like a song break where they like plug into their earphones and like take some time off?
I think they don't have a song break, they have a work break, because they work during their break. They don't work normally. So I feel that all of us, including me, for us, work, you know, every day is a Sunday and every day is a Monday. We love our work. And people who don't love their, who are not passionate enough, I am or my founding team is, then, you know, they start losing out on the way we are doing. So we don't want people, or people don't want to work in companies like us if they can't relate to us. So people who relate to us only can survive in a company like Boat. You know what I mean? Most of them today have, you know, I would say 90-95% of the people working with us get that passion. It's not, and people who love us. So I'll tell you a small story. There was a guy who was, I should name him. He was not getting married. You know, his father said, why are you working in a company which is not known? So then he went and joined a big travel online travel agency. After 2 or 3 quarters, he came back. Because he can't. The culture is such. And now he's got married while working in Boat. Because that time Boat was not a very renowned name. Even till now it is not. But we're working on it. What I'm saying is that the culture, the feel, the passion, that's what drives us. We work to enjoy.
And on a personal note, like, what is the sort of music that you tune into for fun? And sort of, again, as you said, that you don't probably believe in breaks. But, you know,
you're taking it wrong. So it's like, I play badminton every day. 2 hours a day, I play my badminton. Music is playing. So the why does that music is playing 24 hours in our office? It's like that. If you ask my question, if you ask about my music, you know, there is the best playlist I like nowadays is the global top 50 on Spotify. I love that. I love my Bollywood music. I'm a big Bollywood fan. I'm an EDM I like all sorts of music. I'm not too particular about that. After a few drinks, I like my lounge music also.
And what's the first thing you guys expect to be? I mean, this is not part of the script, but since we've had this conversation, what is the first thing that when everybody resumes work, you'd want to do or share or communicate?
Me, I want to, you know, as soon as we get that vaccination or the virus goes down, we start working, we're going back to office. First thing is I'm going to take an offsite. I don't want to start working straight up. I want to first go out. We've hired, our hiring has gone up 50% pre-COVID and post-COVID. We've hired a lot of people, you know, in the last 3 months. 50% workspace has gone up, right? Work strength. So all of us don't know each other. We've just seen each other on Google or Hangout. You know, there is the team bonding is something which I'm missing. People have started little working in silos to get all that correct. You know, that's not the culture I want to work with. It's not the culture we want to work with. So first thing we want to do is take an offsite, get out, chill out, know each other better, and then come back and start having fun again at work.
Right. And what is going to be the course of things from now on, where is your product line is concerned, where is like future board is concerned, what you have in mind as of now?
So product lines, we're getting into a lot of adjacent categories. We launched our wearables did well. We'll be launching our second gen power bank soon. Our products are getting updated. We're getting into more technology products. Our AirDrops are doing outstandingly well. We're getting into offline space. Our offline market is growing very well. Newer cooler designs, better tech, newer categories, newer channels. That's what is post-COVID boat. We've invested a lot on R&D. We have our own R&D team coming up. So we are now investing in people to help us develop the next set of products.
Thank you so much, Aman, for doing this with Mashable India and how they did it. It was great talking to you. I'm sure a lot of us have gained insight and inspiration.
Thanks, Priyanka. Yeah, it was fun.
So catch the show every Thursday. Don't forget to review us. Tell us if you like the show or want anything to be changed. And we're open to feedback. You can do so on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, or any podcasting app of your choice. Catch us all over social media. We are Mashable.India on Instagram and on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. We are Mashable India. And for more, log on to in.mashable.com. Stay tuned.